Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. Many times ladies say yes to a marriage proposal they should not, simply because they have their eyes fixed on the wrong things about a man that is proposing to them. There are all kinds of wrong things that a lady can fix her mind on, but one of them I want to talk about now is the man's financial status. A lot of times what happens is that a girl sees a man, he checked everything, and based on what is reasonable to do, she has found that this man does not have the capacity to be a father to his children. This man does not represent the kind of role model she wants her children to have. However, when she understands this man's financial status, which obviously is considered that the man is wealthy, is comfortable, and he has financial security, what happens is that many times ladies say yes to men like that and end up in regret in the future. There are also times when a woman looks at a man that is not as financially buoyant as she has imagined, or that will be able to give her the kind of wedding she wanted, or be able to take her to holidays in all parts of the world, and therefore says no to a marriage proposal that is promising and she should say yes to. My goal at this point is to help you gain clarity on this matter of wealth by showing you how wealth actually comes and how to handle a man or a proposal and his financial status. First, let me explain to you how wealth comes. Wealth does not come because of a man's labor. If not, the people that labor hardest on this earth will be the people that have the highest amount of money. But you and I know that most of the hardest working people are not the wealthiest. Wealth does not also come primarily because of who your parents are. Otherwise, many of the people whose parents were wealthy will remain wealthy, but we find that that is not the case. Wealth is a blessing, is a product of blessings of God. It's a product of God's blessing upon a man that chose to apply basic laws of life that works all the time. What I mean is this: there are principles of life that work at every point, whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, Guru Maharaji, or whatever thing you religion you identify with, whichever kind of person you are, there are fundamental principles of life that guide wealth. That when you stick to those principles, you will become indeed wealthy. When God pours his blessing upon you applying those principles, that's how wealth comes. So why I'm saying this is to help you see, if at this point in your life you find that you have financial difficulties in your family, that is to say your parents even found it difficult to pay your school fees, they are finding it difficult to feed, and there's a thinking by someone or even you that once you get married to this man, he will be able to take care of your financial difficulties. My sister, I want to tell you a truth. That is not the right approach to your financial challenges. That is not the right approach to bringing about a cure to the financial difficulties in your family. What I suggest you do is very simple. Settle down and pray to God that he will increase you and enlarge your coast like Jabez. Having done that, then you should take a step to begin to do the right thing that will attract wealth to you. My understanding about life and how wealth comes is this. There's something God puts in every human being that makes him a wealth magnet. Yes, there is something that is called wealth magnet that is inside every human being. What I mean by wealth magnet is this. There is something God has put in you that if you go out to begin to use them, if you discover it, refine it, and trade it, you will be able to create great amount of wealth. What I encourage you to do, especially as regards your financial situation, is not to marry a rich man that will take care of you. It's not to marry a wealthy man that will bring about the financial solution needed in your family. It's not to marry a man that will send you to school now that your parents are finding it difficult to send you to school. It's not to marry a man that will take you around the whole world. Oprah Winfrey, for instance, does not need any man to marry him to take him around the whole world. All she needs is to stand up and decide to go around the whole world, and she will do exactly that. Obviously, she doesn't need her husband to take her around the whole world. All she needs is to wake up and decide to go around the whole world, and that will become possible. Why I gave these two examples is for a reason. to help you see that marriage is not indeed the solution to your financial difficulties. If you get married to the wrong man, counting on the fact that he will provide you financial assistance, what will happen is that you begin to reap other fruits of that wrong choice, and even the financial assistance you want will be very bitter. The financial assistance it gives you will taste bitter in your tongue. The point I'm making is this: you cannot marry a man because you want him to bring about financial solution to your family. That does not work. It does not make any sense. What you do is to find out what God has put in your hands. Begin to trade it now that you're a student. If you can visit broji.com, go to the student section. I've interviewed at least about 5 or 10 students who did business on campus. These people inspire me. One of them went to school and she started sewing from her second semester. She made enough money to at least augment her school, stay in school, and even send money home. You don't need to marry a man to bring about the financial difficulties in your life, in your family, to an end. Also, if you find a man that does not have a lot of money, but at least he has enough money to take care of you, at least your feeding and yourself, and perhaps one or two children, please, I think he's a good person, especially if he has the potentials of becoming stinkingly rich. There are people that when you look at them, you see that these guys, they have the potentials of making wealth. If they have value in themselves, if they are of value, if they are relevant to their generation, if they have substance in them, they will turn around those substances and be able to create value that will make them stinkingly rich. That is why I tell you, when you see a man like that, today he doesn't look wealthy, he doesn't look rich, but he has the capacity to become stinkingly rich. And he meets other criteria about what makes a husband material. My sister, I encourage you, please go ahead and say yes to his proposal. Don't tell me, no, I'm not marrying him for the money. There are simple ways of finding out whether you're marrying a man for his money or not. You just ask yourself this question: if this man doesn't have money, can I marry him? If this man doesn't have money, does every other criteria I look at in him fit perfectly? Now, if you check that thing and you find out, it doesn't fit, then obviously what is driving you to say yes is because of his financial status and not because of his competence in occupying the office of your husband and father to your children. Do you understand what I'm saying? I encourage you to do this very simple thing. When a man comes up with a marriage proposal and he tries to show you his wealth, try to bring his word forward as a way of persuading you or getting you to say yes, do not fall for it. Be sure that you are getting married to him for the right reasons, which is because he has the capacity to be your husband and to be the father to your children. If he doesn't, but he is stinkingly rich, he's most certainly not competent to become your husband. Once again, I encourage you, develop your capacity to become a financial blessing to him. The Proverbs 31 woman, all of us know, was a businesswoman. The Bible said things like she went and examined a field, then found out that this field makes sense. Therefore, she bought a land with her own savings. I dare tell you, do not go to marry a man looking for him to take care of you. Pastor Mikey said something that the most stupid thing a Christian woman should say is that I want to marry a man that will take care of me. A man's responsibility is not to take care of you. His responsibility is to get married to you, and together two of you will unite to produce multiplier effect in fulfilling your assignment on earth. Therefore, I encourage you, my sister, you have to develop your capacity to attract wealth to yourself and begin to build wealth to the extent that the man will know you are also a financial blessing to him, apart from being an intellectual, spiritual, and emotional support to him. The point I'm making is this: it's very wrong to marry a man because of his financial status. That wealth he has today can crash. And I tell you, if a man doesn't have anything today but has the capacity to build wealth, he is a potential guy because he has the capacity to build wealth from scratch and become stinkingly rich. Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insights and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit broji.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through broji@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access calls of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit broji.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @BrojiWord.